Did that not eat away at you?
What?
That, like, just being a virgin?
Oh, yeah, no, it definitely did.
What were you doing about it?
Nothing. Nothing. I went from, like, 6K subs to 100K in, like, a month.
Did that translate to, like, confidence? Did that translate to, like, word? Now I could go on Tinder and
I when I hit 100K subs?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh.
One of the first times I ever used Tinder, this was, like, when I was 18. I was talking to this girl. She wanted to fuck me. And she said, "You remind me of my little brother, and I want to put a dildo in your ass." I was the most scared I think I've ever been in my life.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Now, today we got a very special guest with us, the talentless writer.
Yeah, that's me. Wait, how close am I supposed to get to this?
Like, a fair distance, like right there.
That's good.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say this episode will be streaming on Spotify as well. Hey, man. Look, we have an interesting backstory. How do we know each other?
I kept DMing you until you responded.
Yeah, but then I responded for a very special reason.
Oh,
a year ago.
Yeah, you wanted me to write that book for you.
The book, right?
The Art of the Fuckboy.
The Art of the Fuckboy. Yeah. Naturally, you had writer in your thing, so I'm like, oh wait, is he a writer? I mean, no, thank you for putting in copious amounts of hours to write my book, bro. That never got published.
And what did I do? I did like one chapter.
Yeah. You did like one chapter.
Yeah, copious amounts of hours.
After that, I hit you up for the Violet video. That was the first introduction that my fans saw of you on my channel. And then at the time, you made it to the final five.
Yeah.
But then what happened there?
What happened?
I think Violet was just...
She was like...
You didn't make the cut.
Yeah. I brought up another porn star's name that was also Violet, and she was not having it. Can I be honest? The real reason I wanted to be on that video?
Uh-huh.
What? Not because of Violet. I just wanted to go to L.A., because I've never been to LA before.
Really?
Yeah, and I wanted to be flown out to LA.
Were you not a virgin?
I was.
Oh, okay.
But I really wanted to go to LA.
Okay. I just want to get a quick backstory, right, of like...
My dating life? Or?
Yeah, your dating life.
Okay.
At the time, you were like 22, 23? 23 at the time? All right, and then you were just like pretty much sheltered your whole life in New York?
It's like, not that I was sheltered, it's just like 16 years old to like basically now. Like, I literally stopped hanging out with my friends and shit because I was so focused on like becoming a YouTuber. And before I was a YouTuber, I was like running a mobile game company.
Okay.
And so, like, all my time was spent
on the YouTube.
I was on my Gary Vee shit, like, where Gary's like, stop hanging out with your friends for your 20s and shit like that. Like, that was my mindset.
Right.
Like, it's not even, I wasn't just talking to girls, like, I stopped talking to my friends.
And to bring it back to the YouTube stuff, let me, I'm sorry, I didn't give you the proper introduction, bro. this is a man with 350,000 subscribers, bro. Like, that's no easy feat, you know? Nobody just wakes up and just gets...
No, it happens to some people. Huh?
It happens, but I mean, this took time.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing YouTube for like 6 years, so.
Right, and like something that you do is also animations.
Yeah.
Right, nobody could just like, it's a skill set, you know, you learned it. And,
yeah.
But here's one thing I realized, you call yourself a talentless writer.
Yeah.
Why that name?
So, like, before I started this channel, I wanted to make, like, pilots for TV shows. And, like, I made a couple and, like, I submitted them to, like, some... It's called Channel 101.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, whatever. You send in your pilot and then, like, approve it and then you make more if they like it. And they didn't like my shit.
Uh-huh.
So, I was like, I want to be a writer, but nobody likes my shit. So, I'm the talentless writer. That was the whole reason behind it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, since then, you started the channel six years ago.
I started my first channel 6 years ago. And then I had, like, before this channel, I had, like, five or six channels.
So, you were always into YouTube. Always making channels.
Yeah. Okay. But not always. This was like since I was 17, 18 that I started like actually trying. But then this channel I started like 4 years ago.
4 years ago. How old were you at the time?
20.
20? Yeah. And you were like in college?
Yeah, constantly dropping out of college.
I
dropped out of college like four times. Just because I hated it so much. But like my parents were like immigrants and they really wanted me to go to college.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Damn, what were you doing in college? And, mind you, you went to school in New York. So these weren't just state colleges. You don't have the college experience.
Exactly. Like, no, I took the bus to college. I took the bus to college and I would go back home. Like, as soon as school was over, I would go right back home.
Yeah. It sounds like college in New York sometimes it feel like high school.
Yeah, no, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
It felt like high school, but just bigger.
And now in college, it was just you cut off all your friends.
Yeah, I didn't like cut them out completely, but like I never hung out with them.
So it was just school, YouTube,
and then work and my regular job, which I was working at a pizzeria.
Damn.
So that was like 60. No, I'm Greek.
Okay.
But it was like 60 hours a week, so that's why like every spare second I had, I wanted to spend on YouTube because I had no time for myself. It was either hanging out with people or doing YouTube. Right. So that's the whole thing. And then I was also working for Danny, Cool Man Coffee Dan, for a little bit too, as like an animator for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were, I mean, it sounds like you were really building.
Yeah, bro, I would fucking wake up every morning at 6:30 a.m., like code or do YouTube, then go to school, go to work, and then like from 11 p.m. to like 1 a.m., I would fucking work on my shit, and then wake up at 6:30 again the next morning. Like I was fucking living off of adrenaline.
It was fucked up. You really listen to Gary V podcast?
Yeah, I listen to Gary too much.
Jeez,
it's not a healthy lifestyle.
Damn, you was really eating shit every single day. Yeah. Bro. So what you were building your bag up at this point? Like money was coming in then, right? Like you were saving.
I didn't start
a lot of money.
Nah. I haven't like started making money until like this past year.
So I mean, you were working at the pizzeria.
I wasn't making money there.
Okay, so you was working all the time. So I'm guessing at this point you had no chance to like date or like
no.
I mean, obviously you found
no, because the whole thing was like in my mind. I'm like, all right, like this year, like shit's gonna pay off. Like when I'm 20 or 19, like I was 20 years old. I was like, all right, I'm gonna focus really hard this year, and I'm gonna make money. And then, like, I started living my life, and that just went on for like 6 to 8 years of me being like, okay, this is gonna be my year.
This year gonna be it. And then every year, you just see the subscriber count go up like by 20.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
I'm like, fuck.
But yeah, that's the thing about YouTube. It's like sometimes you won't hit like an exponential growth until.
Oh, yeah, no, I went from like 6K subs to 100K in like a month.
Right.
Like when I finally hit my blow up.
Yeah. Now, when you hit your glow up, right, did that translate to like. Confidence? Did that translate to like word? Now I could go on Tinder and
what, when I hit 100K subs?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh. Damn.
I didn't feel more confident, honestly.
No, but that success didn't give you some type of.
Oh yeah, no. It definitely made me feel more confident. Where I was like, I'm somebody now. I guess.
But, and like it's like on a date you could talk about your passions and like your achievements.
It wasn't like that confidence boosting where it was like it changed my life. Because I don't have a mill yet. Once I get that thing over there, that's when I...
Right. That's when the pussy's really starts coming. Nah, yeah, exactly. I'll tell you from first-hand experience, that's not true.
Really?
Yeah. I just end up having a girlfriend.
Okay.
which is, you know, is great. But it's like, I think at any point in your career, it's like, you know, dating and sex and girls, it's like, it's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to get into that for a little bit, right? Did that not eat away at you?
What?
Like just being a virgin?
Oh, yeah, no, it definitely did.
It did, right?
Yeah, of course.
And what were you doing about it? We're just like...
Nothing. Nothing. I was like, it'll happen. It'll happen next year.
It'll happen eventually.
Yeah. And then it just didn't.
Did you end up going on a couple dates?
When I was like...
When you were in New York and when you were grinding.
Oh, during those early years? No. Yeah,
not at all.
No, because I wasn't even talking to my friends. Why would I go on a date? I was not hanging out with anyone.
Wow.
Yeah, like people would invite me out places. I'm like, no, I'm busy. And really? Go straight home after school, whatever, and just work.
Did you feel like that was like kind of like an unhealthy...
No, it was definitely unhealthy.
Right.
Yeah, because I didn't hang out with anyone.
When did you start hanging out with people? Like when you...
No, like, so like...
Or like when you blew up on YouTube?
Not when I blew up on... Like I would hang out, like let's say I'd hang out with my friends like once every 2 months or something.
2 months?
Yeah, like to play basketball or some shit.
That's it?
Yeah, or like go to bars a couple times, but that was really it. Oh, I didn't actually like start hanging out with people like consistently until I came to LA, like back in the fall.
At the time, how did you eventually like, you know, get up to the point of losing it? Did you start going on more dates out here?
Yeah, just hitting people up that I knew. I was hanging out with people more. Like, I think the confidence after LA, I just had more confidence where I was like, let me just hang out with people. Like, actually enjoy living my life.
So it's like, it's more about just hanging out with people rather than like go on a date with a girl.
Yeah.
Were you self-deprecating at all?
Yeah.
You were?
I constantly self-deprecate myself.
Uh-huh.
That's defense mechanism, I guess.
That's your defense mechanism.
Yeah, to make fun of myself.
Do you think sometimes that's
it's too much?
It works your way or not?
Nah, definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, did you realize that it stopped working your way for?
I mean, I still like make fun of myself constantly, but yeah, definitely like subconsciously makes me feel
it does
like insecure, I guess.
Right.
But like I'm making fun of myself, so it's okay.
Yeah, I think that's something I usually do all the time.
Like,
I'm a fucking virgin. I'm a loser.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that would be funny among my group of friends. Like, you get no bitches.
Yeah.
I got no bitches either. Right.
Yeah.
But it's really funny. But until you realize, like, it's been 3 years and we all got no bitches.
Yeah. It's 3 years
we got no bitches. Yeah. Damn. Like, we can only laugh at these jokes for so long until, like, we got to start doing something about it.
Yeah.
So it's like the self-deprecating thing, it's true to an extent. It's like it works because, you know, like Kevin Hart, right?
Yeah.
He tells a lot of self-deprecating. self-deprecating jokes about his height.
Yeah, but he's also a fucking millionaire, so that helps.
Right, but still, it's like he's able to work it to his advantage.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas like he could still pull like off camera.
Yeah,
when he's macking on a girl at a club, he's not talking shit about his height.
Yeah,
right. He's actually macking on him.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you feel like on these days that you were like still, you know, making these jokes about yourself?
Yeah,
you were. Or you
like the main thing is like my height. That's like probably the one thing I'm insecure about the most. Uh-huh. When it comes to dating. But
wait, how tall are you?
5'6".
When it comes to your height, it's like you could do other things to like make up for it. Is this your usual go-to?
Yeah, white shirt, black jeans, white Jordans.
Now I want to say about the white shirt. It's not like it's a little like undersized on you.
Is it?
Yeah. Because I feel like this shirt is cool if you size up a little bit.
Like a boxy...
Either a boxy fit, because right now you got these. Yo. And for the viewers that's not watching this,
no,
it's kind of cupping over your titties.
Yeah, fuck.
And you got the nipples that's protruding over the shirt.
No, it's a little cold in here. You're going to blur this out, right? You're going to blur out my fucking nipples?
No. They will see the pointy fucking nipples spiking out of your shirt. Now, I feel like on a date, right, it's like... they don't want to see, you know what I'm saying? So it, like a boxy look could actually hide some of the things that's going on while you work on it, right? While you hit the treadmill, and then eventually, because Gabe got titties too, you know what I'm saying? Now that's...
Wait, let me feel them. Let me feel them, dude.
Gabe got titties too, right?
Come on and show everyone.
Hey, where are titties at?
But you know, he's wearing a hoodie.
Lift it right up.
Now. Oh, no, I can't lift it
up. Yeah, I should have brought a hoodie. Fuck.
But that's another thing. It's like Gabe also wears like oversized tees, right?
Mm.
And then when he's going out, you know what I'm saying? It looks like, you know.
Yeah. See, like, I feel like if I wear oversized tees, I look like a child. That's why.
But you don't go too oversized. Maybe just slightly oversized to cover this. Well, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're good.
Okay. So style, you think?
I need better style. I think the main thing also is like I'm super awkward, like which you can obviously tell. Like I feel like the first time I meet someone, they're like, this guy's weird, but like the second time, they're like, okay, he's maybe not as weird. Like I feel like I can't, like that's why I don't like Tinder, because I feel like I can't really get like breakthrough as easily through that first talking stage. But if I meet someone, I gotta meet like someone multiple times, I feel like, before like I feel comfortable. I guess I didn't watch enough Simple Pickup. I gotta watch more Simple Pickup.
Did you watch a lot of those?
Yeah, of course.
Those videos.
Yeah, I watched so much of that.
Really?
I never bought their course. I mean, right. I bought Jump Cut, but that's not pickup.
Right.
But,
so you bought a lot of these pickup courses.
No, I didn't buy any pickup courses.
Oh, you didn't buy it. No. You just watched a lot of the videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you learn anything from the videos?
Bro, there was one point I remember after watching like so many of them.
Uh-huh.
I was like,
did that motivate you to go? Yeah, no, it did motivate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
bro, I was literally at the mall with my friends, and I was like, bro, pick any girl, I'll get her number. I was like 17, and thought, all right, that girl. I was like, oh wait, maybe not her. So choose somebody else. And it just went on for like 10 girls, and I ended up talking to nobody.
It's like you really thought you were gonna get a. So did it work? Did any? What?
No, I think it might have made me feel a little more confident,
just for the time being.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, I think that's what those videos are good for.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good for, like, just watching them, but it's not actually, like...
Advice.
Well, it's not actually, like... You can't just gain advice. Or you just can't... Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't gain advice and, like, put it into practice.
Yeah.
Like, you actually gotta, like, work your way up to that point.
Wait, can I ask you questions?
Okay.
I was gonna say, like, when you start doing your street interviews...
Because
before that, you were, like, in your room talking to the camera, right?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Yeah. Do you think, like, the street interviews helped you become more confident?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
No. That's why a big part of it is, like, I kind of stopped doing the talking to the camera stuff. Mm-hmm. Because the street interview stuff, naturally, it just made me a more confident person.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just able to do more fun videos. Like, me talking to the camera in my room just felt so... It had that energy of, like, what you were going through. Right, of like going to school and then going back home
and just trapped in my room.
Yeah. I felt very trapped in my basement.
Yeah.
And then when I went outside to do the street interview stuff, that felt like more alive.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. You know, I was talking to different people, I was hitting on girls, and it was just naturally like it just made for better videos. And it, like, also just the street interview stuff, like views wise, it was doing better too.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's not to say like my at home videos didn't do numbers. I had a couple videos that like
still blew up for me. It's not about the numbers, I'm just saying like confidence wise.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because
yeah,
you're
sure.
at like like for me, I'm an animator. Like I'm at home, like animating, talking to my microphone.
Right.
Like I'm not doing this shit where like I meet up with people.
It's kind of like suffocating.
Yeah.
In exactly. a way where it's like, okay, like now I have to spend like 3-4 hours just writing a script.
Yeah.
And then I have to rehearse the script. Now I have to deliver it in front of the camera.
Mm.
Like that was my life for a little bit for like, you know, the first year on YouTube where I was doing that. And I realized that was just so, it was a little damaging. And I don't, it's like a stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Right? It's like this place where it's like, oh, I'm trying to deliver these jokes to get a laugh.
But the thing is, at least with like stand-up comedy, like you're going out and performing in front of people.
Yeah.
So like, as opposed to me, like I'm just talking to my fucking camera.
Yeah. Or
like
yeah,
microphone.
Yeah. You're still getting like social interactions that way.
Yeah.
Here's essentially I wanted to ask for you today. It's like, if you remember more awkward instances, I want to like, you know, dissect it a little. Damn.
But just my whole life is just awkward instances. It's talking to girls. All right. So, I think I told you this, but like one of the first times I ever used Tinder, this was like when I was 18, and I was talking to this girl. She wanted to fuck me, and she said, "You remind me of my little brother, and I want to put a dildo in your ass." So I stopped talking to her after that. It was like I was the most scared I think I've ever been in my life. It was like the most fucking wild shit I ever heard when I was 18.
The first half, you remind me of my little brother.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. It's
wait, that's fine?
Wait, if a girl, you got friend zone. All right. Like, everybody gets friend zone. No. Putting the dildo up the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. She was like, I tried on this guy the other day and he said he didn't like it, but then I did it and he loved it. And she's like, I want to try it on more people.
Just off the gate on Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah. I swear to God. It wasn't like the first message. It was like a couple messages down, but yeah.
Oh, shit. Declined that offer.
Yeah. Damn. Or maybe I should have taken it. Then I would have lost my virginity at 18.
Maybe, you know, no. The first thing you lose is your anal virginity.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I would actually propose that maybe, you know, would you like to get fucked in the ass?
No, not really. I'm already.
No. Maybe you could
have. Oh, ask her.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like if she wants to fuck you, but it's like, yo, ladies first.
Ladies first.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fucking funny.
So, yeah. So after that, it was just, okay, I can imagine how scarring that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the beginning too, when I was on Tinder, like when I was like 19, 20, I wasn't getting a lot of matches to meet girls. What like nowadays, have you, do you ask girls out? Like, hey, let me take you out on a date.
Like,
or you just do like,
it's not like straight up, like, let me take you on a date. It's more like start talking to them, like, oh, let's meet up, grab lunch or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
How have you been meeting girls here in LA?
Just through like, I don't know, going to events and stuff.
Events?
Yeah. I've only been here for like a month though, so it's not like
anybody chill, anybody interesting.
So, all right, this is dumb, but there's like this one girl who doesn't know I exist that like I've been in love with for like 2 years, and I saw her at a party, but I couldn't talk to her.
Oh,
she's this big Twitch streamer.
Oh, what's the name?
Justa Minx.
Okay, hold on.
So I was
do a little
yeah,
do a little Instagram. How do you spell this? Oh, this your type?
Yeah, purple hair.
This your type? She yeah. Like kind of. Got an emo type of aesthetic.
But I was at this streamer party and she was there, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her. But she's like someone I've been a fan of for like 2 years, and I was like, shit, like I feel like I'm so close to meeting her.
So you were like standing like a couple feet away from her.
Yeah.
And you couldn't approach her.
No, because she was my boy was like, don't talk to her because like he's helping her friend right now who's like super sad. And I didn't want to like get in the middle of that.
But then after she helped out her friend, you didn't.
I think I left before that.
Oh, I see.
What if I was to DM her, what should I say?
Yeah, I wouldn't DM her.
You wouldn't DM a 1.8 million follower girl?
Yeah, no, she's not opening your DM.
Okay.
Yeah, let's be honest. Like, yeah. your only shot was probably at...
But she has a Fansly, and if I sign up for that and pay for it, message her.
Oh, you're going to sign up for the...
Probably not.
Like the OnlyFans type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then if I message her, she'll see it.
Yeah, I don't recommend that either. When you're on porn...
I don't search by category.
What's your go-to?
I don't search by category. I search by name.
By name?
Yeah.
Oh. And it's crazy you didn't know Violet.
I know. That is wild. I had no idea who she was until...
Right. So what's like a reoccurring ethnicity for you?
There really is no like specific ethnicity.
So sometimes, you know, you go with a Mia Khalifa.
Yeah.
One time you'll go with a Mia Malkova. One time
exactly,
maybe
yeah.
It'll be an Emily Willis.
Yeah.
Maybe the next day it'll be a Venus Scott.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So exactly. It really, yeah.
It depends on, you know, sometimes you want Chinese food, sometimes you want Italian food.
Right.
Damn.
Now, do you think fapping all the time was like a big contribution to like you not getting girls?
Yeah, 100%.
So it's like, damn, you know, I could just, I'm over here working on my YouTube video right after I edit.
Yeah.
I could just type P.
I think it's not even, I don't think it's even fapping. I think it's mainly like porn. Like watching too much porn is like, I think, bad.
Oh, no, 100% yeah. It's bad. But do you think it's like the biggest contribution to like you not getting girls? Because you could get that instant like
I think validation. So. I think it definitely fucked me up.
How often would you be in your meat?
No, it wasn't like how often. It was just like I would spend like over an hour like watching, like trying to find the perfect video and shit like that. Bro, it was bad.
1 hour?
All right, not 1 hour. Maybe like 30 minutes.
It's fine if it's 1 hour. All right.
It was 1 hour a couple times. Where like I had to find this video.
Right.
And I was like on page 47 of Pornhub.
Oh man.
And I was like, I can't find this thing.
Oh man.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like when you have to find that one video that you saw like once.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like you don't remember the title. Yeah. You don't remember any keywords. Yeah. All you just remember is like it's on page something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you gotta dig deep.
Yeah.
But then
that's definitely not a healthy thing to do.
Now, if you were doing this on Pornhub, X videos,
a bunch of different webs. Like there was this one website I found, but they don't have it anymore. Where it's like all like the premium shit, like the full length videos, they had them for free.
Did you subscribe to the premiums?
No, I've never bought like, but like it would have like browsers and all that shit, like the full length video, high quality for free. It was like some random Russian website. It probably hacked my computer, but I use like that shit. I knew like every web, like my friends would be like, "Yo, what website should I go on?" I'm like, "Bro, I got these five websites. Whatever you need, it's gonna show an ad. It's gonna
give you like five.
It's gonna show you two ads. You're gonna click X on them. Then you have to click on the side of the screen, and then there's gonna be another ad.
Yeah, like that shit. But sometimes you're not fast enough to click the X, so exactly. You get the virus anyways.
Yeah.
No, I got that. Yeah.
Damn.
That's why some of my old laptops don't be working anymore.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Fuck. It's just I've opened up way too many porn tabs.
Yeah.
But you know, those days are like behind me. You know, now I would say I have a healthy relationship with porn.
Okay.
Right. Stick to porn. You know, maybe 3 times a week.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What about you?
What I've honestly been trying to do nofap.
You've been doing nofap?
Yeah, I did it for 25 days.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then this was like a month ago. And then I failed. And now like I'm starting up again.
Oh, fuck it. No.
But then my friends have been telling me, don't do nofap, just do no porn.
So jerk off with your imagination.
Yeah, which is pretty hard.
I mean, it's pretty hard. I don't know. You don't have a vivid imagination then.
Yeah, I'm pretty uncreative. I don't know. I feel like, I actually tried, I don't know. Because I feel like if I'm using my imagination, then I'm thinking about porn. And it's the same thing. That's why.
Yeah, that's what
So like, I feel like it defeats the whole purpose.
But I'll say supplement that time of nofap and with, let's pump out another video this week.
Yeah.
And, right?
It's how long are you fapping for?
Well, I don't know. It's like sometimes after I fap, I want to chill for a little bit.
Oh, really? Oh, no. I go... Honestly, like when I would fap, make me want, because I would be like, oh, I don't feel like working right now. And then I would fap, and I feel like it would give me energy to actually start working.
Really?
Yeah, I think I have like a fucked up system. I don't know.
Yeah. Your shirt works in reverse.
Yeah.
Like I fap.
It's like someone who's addicted to cigarettes. Like they'll smoke and then go to work or something. Like, because they're like running low on energy and then they hit the cigarette.
Yeah.
And then it gives them like the boost. Damn.
Now, where do you want to go with your channel? You want to hit 1 million by the end of this year?
Yeah, I definitely want to hit 1 million.
What are some career goals for you, bro?
I don't know. Maybe just, I would definitely hit 1 million subs.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the other goal, like, in terms of money, I want to hit 6 figures.
You want to hit
figures? Like, six figures after taxes.
Because
taxes fucks you hard.
Right. Yeah. So right now, are you getting a constant influx of brand deals?
No, I'm getting like no brand deals.
You're getting no brand deals.
I've only had 2 brand deals because they either give me like a really shitty deal or like they just don't want to promote my content.
Oh, because your content is... Because
I get cursed a lot and talk about porn sometimes.
Oh. Yeah.
But I had an Audible sponsorship recently.
You had an Audible?
Audible. It's like a blowjob machine. And then the other one was Keeps.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but also like my views have been like all over the place. So like a lot of sponsors, like, cause usually for sponsors, I would rather them just like pay me straight up.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, your views are low. Like we're going to, based on how many views this video gets.
Right.
Yeah. So which I don't really fuck with that.
So how are you monetizing your content?
Just through ads.
Just through AdSense.
Yeah.
How much are you making off of AdSense?
Is this going to be on camera?
I mean,
yeah. So like this past month I made like 1700.
1700?
Yeah, which is pretty low.
Right. Do you think animators, is it tougher to get brand deals?
Well, the thing with me, especially as opposed to like other animators, is my shit is so short.
Right. Because
I try to post weekly, but like other animators who make like 8 minute long videos, they're posting like once every 2 months.
Right.
So
how are they sustaining a livelihood?
From
if they're posting one
from
video.
The brand, because that one video gets like 2 million views, and then they get a brand deal on that.
And that one brand deal is like what, $50,000?
Probably something like that. Maybe a little less, but definitely like really high.
And you're weekly content.
Mm.
And I see. And I would say the brand deals they might not even want to post it on a video that's like a minute long.
Yeah, exactly. Because they want like a 60-second plug. So if that's half the video.
Yeah, I see. Maybe, you know, is there any other ways to monetize as an animator? Maybe you could animate for other people?
I honestly hate animating. Like, I don't want to animate anymore.
Really?
Like, aside from my own stuff.
So why don't you just pay somebody to do it for you?
Because I can't even pay myself right now, bro.
Damn.
It's a bad situation. Why am I living in LA, bro? What the fuck am I doing?
Well, how much is rent?
My rent's like $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, at this point...
Bro, I don't even have a car.
Huh?
I don't own a car.
You don't own... Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I think... fuck it. Let me give you some YouTube advice.
Yeah.
Fuck the dating advice.
Damn.
Yeah, fuck the girl. I don't even think you in a space right now to take a girl out.
Yeah, no.
To be honest. If you scraping by, you taking it to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they ain't okay with that. I think first and foremost is you have to find a way to be able to get sponsors that care about animations.
How's your merch does really well?
Well,
but it's like a clothing company.
Yeah. Kage's Club is completely different.
Yeah. But like before Kage's Club, you did like regular ass merch?
I did regular merch. I think for the Fireball one, I think I did around... I think I sold around over 1,000 pieces.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that
how many subs were you at?
Like, I think I was like 300K,
400K. Oh, shit. Yeah.
But the Fireball design, like, people really fucked with
it. Oh, yeah, no, it was a good design. I didn't buy it, but it was a good design.
Yeah. You know, so it was like... I think I made like 25,000 to 30,000.
Damn.
From that.
Yeah, the most merch I ever sold was like 200 something pieces of like that bird.
It's
like
a cute
my profile
bird.
Picture.
It's a cute bird.
Well, I didn't sell that. The plush toys didn't sell well at all.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I give them out to everyone because I just have a shit ton.
Oh,
and I just give them out to everyone.
How much were the margins?
I had to hit 200 for it to go into production, and then I got and I didn't hit that, so I just bought the rest of them.
Yeah.
But the margin for that was 20%.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. But if I hit like 500, they said I get 30%.
Oh, still. That is terrible. Why go with the plush? I mean, they cute. But...
Yeah. I just really wanted one. And I was like, I think it's cool. Like, now it's like on a lot of my friends' videos and stuff.
Why don't you make a channel for like how to animate?
I have on my Patreon like a tutorial on how to animate. My Patreon, I make like $90 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think also what it is, I think you have to be open to sharing more experiences too.
I do that on my podcast, because my podcast channel, like, I talk about my life. Like, aside from doing interviews with people, I also talk about my life a lot.
When did you have your first kiss, bro?
Like, middle school.
Middle school? And then after... So you had a pretty, like... Bro, I didn't even get my first kiss until college.
Really?
You was doing better than me.
All right.
Yeah. Well, see, that could be a story.
Right? It wasn't a very interesting story, but...
When was your first...
I feel like... What?
When was your first makeout?
Like, around... Like, the same thing. But I feel like it's not really... Like, a lot of the stories I have that, like, people would think are interesting, they're interesting as a story, I guess. But, like, for a five-minute-long video, it's, like, there's not much to build around
it. But that's what I see, like channels like Swoozy and, like, all these other animation channels do
that's
their
true,
videos
but
on.
Because I feel like... All right, I'm not trying to talk shit, but I feel like someone like Swoozy, they're mainly trying to tell the story and not trying to be, like, a stand-up comedian. That's why.
Oh.
And I'm trying to be, like, more, like, comedy is the entire thing as opposed to just telling a story. If it's interesting, yeah, it's cool. But if it's not... Like, if it can't figure out anything funny, I feel like I don't want to make it because, like, that's the whole thing I'm going for.
Okay, so you can't...
I mean, I can exaggerate at certain parts of it, but...
Right, but you
it
still
only
think,
goes so far.
You still think it wouldn't be entertaining enough to...
I don't think so. I have, like, a lot of stories that I just feel like they're either not... I can't really think of anything that funny for them, or it would just be, like, a 30-second story.
Well, videos are 30 seconds.
No, but, like, the regular story ones are, like, 3, 4, or 5 minutes.
Okay.
That's why. My skits are, like, 30 seconds.
Right.
The sketches. Yeah. Like, there's other stuff, like my shroom story. Like, when I did shrooms, I feel like that's a good story, but I just, it's
are
not
you
as
also,
funny.
Are you also scared of, like, scaring away advertisers?
Not really. I just want to make sure every video I make is, like, really funny. That's why. So, even if it's, like, a really interesting story, if I can't figure out a way, like, but eventually I might figure out a way to make it funny, because, like, I have ideas that I wrote down 3 years ago that I was, like, I don't know how this is gonna work. And then like 3 years later, I'm like, oh, I figured out like a script for it.
Right. And here's the thing about like comedy. It's just like, it's a lot of times it's hard to sustain that on like a consistent basis, on like a week to week basis.
Yeah.
That's what I thought about like the whole comedy thing. It's just like, all right, I have to come up with jokes, scripts like every week, week in and week out. And for me, that's not as sustainable as like finding ways to just like pump out funny shit on a week to week basis. Right. That was my thing, like going onto YouTube. And like there's this also this other guy called I think Young Don.
Oh yeah, yeah. I watched
like him. Like yeah, he started doing like these videos that's like it's just him commentating on some shit.
Yeah.
And it's him in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. And like that is probably makes him a lot of money.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so it's like that's also a lane that I see for you is like, you know, off on the side, you know, you started this podcast. You know, you're starting other ventures that could drive more money for you. And then, you know, you could use the main channel to like, oh, hey, you know, I got this other channel, promote the other channel, and you start getting your views out for the other one. Mm-hmm. That is more monetizable. That's something to think about.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to do in my podcast, you know, because aside from the podcast, I was also just like, it would be like a 5 to 10 minute story, and then I would just have like gameplay behind it.
Gameplay?
Yeah. Like, you know, like some channels would just like, they're playing video games while they're telling a story.
What's your most down bad moment? Let's go there.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. So that girl that I showed the streamer, I DM'd her this in 2020 because I was trying to get on this. So it's like The Bachelor, but for YouTubers. And this was like before she was really that big. And I DM'd her this.
Hey, Mix. I just want to let you know that I tried applying to be in
The Rochelorette.
Rochelorette, but Roch hasn't responded yet. Sad face. But I know I can win your love if I was given the chance.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Oh, that's cute, bro.
And then it says you can no longer send messages.
She blocked your ass after that. Damn. Yeah, I probably wouldn't go with I could win your love. Like, yeah. That is so.
Well, because I was saying it was a game like a show. Huh? It was like a show. That's why. Because you're supposed to win.
Oh, that was a concept. Like,
yeah. So it's the one girl and then 10 guys, and like she chooses one guy to kick off every time.
How would that how does that e-date usually work? Like, what's the first
First person usually just like they're just like, oh, I didn't really like this guy's personality as much or something, or like, cause the first part of the show is just like introductions, basically like this is my name, this is my channel, whatever, and they talk a little, and then after that like they start asking questions.
Yeah, well, then, what will be some of the questions?
I didn't make the fucking show.
Oh yeah, I mean, just watch it.
Oh yeah, some of the questions would be like, oh yeah, where would you take me on a first date? And stuff like that.
Okay, where would you take her on the first date?
There was like this one bar she would always mention in the show, so I would have said that.
A bar?
Yeah, this bar in LA. So, when you lost your virginity, like, at 21, right? Mm-hmm. What was that change that made you go from that? From, like, where you were before?
Where were I? Because
you went to college, right? Yeah. You went to, like, an actual college.
Yeah. State school. Well, I worked up to it, you know? Okay. Like, I started making out with some girls, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, I was getting some grinds at frat parties.
Oh.
Right? So now, naturally, the next step would be like, hey, you want to come back to my place? Well, I didn't ask it like that. I was like, duh. But then, you know, that wasn't getting me anywhere. And then I remember distinctively, I was telling Gabe this story the other day. I remember distinctively there was one girl that I was like flirting with back and forth. Mm-hmm. And this was after college. There was one girl I was flirting with, and then I was supposed to meet up with her on a certain day.
Fuck.
Right? Sorry. I was supposed to meet up with her. And you know, like, leading up to this date, like, she was getting me, like, fucking horned up. She was, like, she was sending me some nudes. She was like, oh man, daddy, when I see you, I'm gonna fucking slobber over that shit. But, and then, so, like, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, this is it. I'm gonna lose my virginity. You know, I was at the gym getting my pump on. I was like, this is it, man.
Yeah.
And then on the actual day, she flaked on me.
Oh, really?
Let's just say, leading up to, like, when I lost my virginity, there was a couple other chances where I had, where I could have lost it.
Yeah.
But
they just flaked?
Just something, just by fucking luck.
Yeah.
By chance, it just didn't work out.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, all those things, let me just say, everything happened for a reason. I'm glad things happened the way it did.
Okay.
Because if those things didn't happen, I won't be able to learn the lessons that I did.
Okay.
And yeah, and then like all those mistakes that I've made early on, let's just say now I'm way better equipped at like just, you know, being a guy who could, you know, do whatever. But during my college years, there was like a lot of like anxiety because I was still going out.
Okay, yeah, no, I didn't go out at all.
See, that's the difference, yeah. Right? It's like I was going out and I still wasn't getting laid, bro. Yeah. wasn't going right.
Do you think you weren't trying hard enough, or were you trying too much?
It's not that I wasn't trying hard enough. I wasn't trying enough. Mm-hmm. And two, I also, in my college, there wasn't a lot of, let's just say I was in a pond.
Okay.
Now, I'm in a fucking ocean.
Yeah.
In LA, like, this is an ocean, bro. Yeah. In my state college, like, that's still a pond. But also, I wasn't, like, with, you know, I wasn't hanging around with, like, frat dudes that was fucking chugging. I was shotgunning beers and,
yeah,
you know, chugging tequila. It was just like, I was like a community of like...
People playing Smash Bros. All day.
No. I was with like a lot of Asian Americans in my school. Okay. And then, you know, we had our club. So it was like a small knit community. Everybody kind of knew each other. So it's like, I didn't want to just like if you hooked up with anybody, like everybody would have known.
Okay.
So there was like that kind of weird pressure too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm glad I didn't like mess around too much in college.
Really. What made you want to do YouTube, like to actually start doing like Jump Cut, or?
Yeah, so I did do Jump Cut. That like helped me with starting the YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah.
It same gave for me. Yeah, it did give me some like initial knowledge about YouTube.
Mm.
I just know that like whatever endeavor I go into, I should at least do a fair amount of research on it.
Yeah,
I should do my homework.
So we started like the same time, pretty much then.
2016.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started, like, that was the, I didn't make any other channels before that, like, that was my first channel.
No, like, my first channel was that time.
Okay.
And then, like, I made channels and deleted those, like, leading up after that.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I think, yeah, we started around the same time then. Jump Cut, I mean, shit, they put me as a success story now.
Yeah, I saw that. So, I mean, I was in Jump Cut when it was $17 a month. Now it's like $1,000.
Yes!
Now it's $1,000, bro.
Bro, back then, 17 bucks a month for a costume? I could afford this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Now it's $1,000.
Fucking wild.
And, you know, it's like an eight-figure company now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that makes me happy to know that they're doing well. They did give out a lot of valuable information to start
with. Yeah, that's true.
I think I really like took a lot from like they were talking about like Facebook.
Yeah. And where he makes a fake account.
Right. Not only that, it just made me realize that the power of Facebook at the time.
Oh really?
That's when
I've never used Facebook like for my videos and stuff.
Oh. So my Facebook videos blew up first for me.
Okay.
And then my YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like Jump Cut just made me realize like Facebook was the what was the
catalyst?
Catalyst for a lot of viral videos.
What do you think were like the biggest things you faced? Was it like not somebody to like tell you like what to do with girls? Was it like growing up?
I think just not going out. That's the main thing.
Just not going out.
Yeah. Not hanging out with friends, not hanging out with anyone.
And you were just okay with that routine?
No, I wasn't. But like I was like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna work harder and then like I'll change my life in like a year, and then like it never happened. Until like now, like after 8 years.
so that's still something that's, I would say, pretty admirable, in a sense, right? Whereas like a lot of people probably would have gave up, but you had.
I just had like that.
Dedication,
felt like,
and resilience.
I had that like glimmer of hope, like that light at the end of the tunnel. I was like, right. I gotta keep going. Like I just gotta keep.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's some like Shawshank Redemption type of shit.
Oh.
Like, you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. Oh, this guy was in prison.
Yeah.
Right? And he just had a spoon.
Mm.
And he just kept digging.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
17 years later, he got out, you know, he escaped prison.
Yeah.
Because he dig up a hole through the fucking wall. And he had, like a Shakira poster over the hole.
Oh, really?
So the security guards couldn't, like, they can't see the gaping hole behind the poster.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, every night, he just kept digging, bro.
Yeah, that's literally how I feel about my channel.
Wow. In a sense, it's like, did you feel like it was kind of like...
Worth it? Or
I mean, it has to be worth it, right?
Yeah.
It's, hey,
but I wouldn't want to go through it again. Like, if I restart my life, like, I wouldn't take that route, probably.
Right. Because that's like...
But, like, I also have more knowledge now. Like, I know, like, what I would do instead.
So that's 7-8 years. Oh, so what would you do instead?
Well, now I know, like, what kind of videos to make that would blow up. So, like, that's the whole thing. And, like, I have the skills of animating. So, like, if I had, like, the same brain I do now, but, like, 8 years ago, it would be easier.
What channels did you start but fail?
They were just, like, basically what I do now, but like the drawing was like, the drawings were way shittier. Uh-huh. They're already like bad, but like they were way worse. I did like some commentary stuff, like I thought it was Cody Ko, shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The animation, do you think the level of animation matters to like...
No, it's just like I was doing slideshows. It wasn't even like my animation right now is super simple, but the ones I did before...
Oh, you
like,
was doing PowerPoints?
Yeah, I was doing like PowerPoints, bro. It was like, oh, shit. It was like... No movement. And also my like stories weren't that good. Like I was still trying to learn like my voice, I guess.
Storytelling skills.
Yeah. I was still trying to learn like how to deliver a joke and shit like that.
Right.
So like that was the other thing.
But you know what I also think helps out a lot? Having a community of people around you that helps you.
Yeah.
Right? It's like having YouTubers around you, having animators around you.
But when you're starting out, you don't have that when you're starting out.
Right, but I think very quickly you'll be able to at least like, you know, meet some people.
Right, it took me a long time to actually like finally meet other YouTubers, and there's not like any. I mean, there are YouTubers in New York, but like they're really not that many.
Yeah, in New York, it's
very small. Yeah, and like even the ones that like I would talk to sometimes, like Joe Santagato, like he doesn't really hang out with YouTubers anyway.
He doesn't. Yeah. Oh, so you talked to Joe Santagato?
Yeah,
at one point.
Yeah, like on through DMs.
Oh, because
I used to make like a bunch of animated versions of his podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, no, he was another YouTuber that I was watching.
Remember? Yeah, he's like one of my biggest inspirations.
Oh, yeah. No, the guy's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But damn, you never met up with him?
No.
Damn. How much sometimes like your environment can like...
Oh, yeah.
Can just stuff you.
Yeah.
And like social mobility is really hard sometimes for a lot of people. It's like, oh, if you're around a certain environment, it's kind of really like, as you said, it took you 7-8 years to like climb out of that.
Yeah.
And now you have like I would say some successful people around you that you could learn from, elevate with. But yeah, that initial like climb out of that environment is tough. It's gruesome. It's almost like fucking prison.
Yeah.
In a sense.
I think so.
Yeah.
Damn.
Not damn, it's just a reality of things. But it's like people don't realize that they are kind of trapped in this like prison type thing, but they still go outside, breathe the same sunlight air as everybody else, but really it's like if you really like your lifestyle right now compared to how it was before, is way better.
Oh yeah, it's like a complete 180.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
It's like every day you could go out to like these events and like meet people, like even the girls that you're meeting probably way hotter than you know
100%
than what it was back in
fucking
Queens.
New York.
And no shade to New York girls, but,
nah, definitely,
you know,
not.
But I would say LA girls are more attractive.
I think so.
Yeah.
So what I would tell like my younger self, I guess, in terms of social, is just like be part of more shit. Like I was like in an improv class once, and I feel like that helped me become more social.
Improv class is not getting any business, bro. That's,
what, you don't
no,
think
no,
so
no improv
you don't
improv.
Think it gives you confidence to talk to more people?
Improv class, well, improv classes is like, it's like a good investment that will pay off later on.
Okay.
So improv classes, for me, I took some improv classes. At the time, I was getting no bitches.
Okay.
But like later on, I realized improv is such a big skill that you could use in life, in different social settings.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time being, the girls in your improv classes,
they're pretty hot.
Oh, really?
The ones that, at Queens College. You gotta go.
Your class had no bitches.
Yeah, bro.
Never mind. Your class didn't have any bitches.
You gotta go to Queens College one, bro.
Wait, why are these hot girls in improv?
Wait, really?
Yeah, none, because they're like, I don't know, most of them weren't like theater majors or anything. They were just like from other shit, like teaching or whatever. They just wanted to take a class and see what it was
like.
Wait,
but here's the thing. Like, also, it's like improv classes teaches you about being funny. It wasn't.
They were telling us like, don't try to be funny. Just like be play yourself. Off of what everyone else is doing.
And yeah, but it doesn't teach you about confidence and like.
Really, I feel like going on the stage gave me confidence.
No.
Like being in front of people like that.
Talking, but now put yourself in front of a hot girl. Can you actually get her to like make up?
Yeah, I guess that's different. But still, I think it's just like the confidence that like what you say matters, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So did you get any play?
In college? No, because I didn't talk to anyone. Like I wouldn't even talk to...
Like at par- you didn't go to any party?
No.
Not a single party?
No, bro.
In 4 years?
No.
You got it.
Yeah. Well, because I wouldn't even go to class. I would pretend to go to class. So I would be at, like, the library for, like, 6 hours, like, writing up ideas and shit.
I think, yeah, the social anxiety thing, did it get worse in college? I'm sure it did, right?
No, I was actually, I feel like I was talking to more people. Because, like, for some classes, like, especially, like, science labs, mm-hmm. like, you're forced to talk to people, and I feel like I made more friends that way. But, like, they would ask me to come out, like, after grab lunch or smoke weed or whatever, and I would just be like, no, I'm busy, I can't. So that's the whole thing. I just never hung out with anyone. But it wasn't because of the social anxiety that I didn't hang out with them. It's because I was trying to do YouTube. Busy. Yeah.
When I called you for that violent thing, were you actually prepared to lose virginity then?
I didn't think I was gonna win. I was like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What if you did?
I don't know.
would you have been ready to, like,
I don't know,
fly out here?
Probably not.
No.
I don't think so.
You would have tapped out.
Yeah. I'd be like, sorry, Jimmy, get someone else. But I wasn't expecting to win anyway.
That
bro, one of my best friends lost his virginity to a porn star too.
Really?
Yeah.
How? He just paid for it?
No. He, like, through mutual friend, he met her.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the porn star was just a very giving person.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Actually, I think she was a fan of him because he does content too. And then, like, they started talking, and I guess he brought that up, and she was like, yeah, let me take it.
Did you ever think, like, all right, it's been a couple years now. Should I pay for it?
Yeah, I've thought about that.
You thought about it?
But I was like, no, I don't think I'm going to, like, look back on that and be happy about that decision.
Because
that's what, like you said, all your friends did, right?
Oh, no, not all of my friends.
A lot of your friends.
No. Some of my friends was heavily considering it.
Oh, okay.
Right? It was one night at Denny's, 2 a.m. It was like, damn, bro. How much longer can we do this for?
Yeah.
You know? And then a couple of my friends were on back page just looking, scrolling, like, yo.
Oh, no.
Y'all some pay to win, motherfuckers.
Yeah, bro.
The same dude.
Pay to win.
Pay to win, no, bro. We were giving up every last drop in our bank account for this hooker, bro.
Why? How much did she cost?
Probably like $300.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It depends. Like, what's the quality?
Yeah, you know.
And then you know you still gotta spend money for the hotel too. You can't just have come to your crib.
Oh yeah, you gotta Uber there too.
Yeah, that's a whole like $500-$600.
Yeah,
but were you on the fence?
I've thought about it, but like I don't think I would have ever gone through with that.
Oh.
I didn't even know the website. You knew the website. You brought out the website.
Yeah. Well,
any party words?
Go outside, guys.
Yeah,
go outside.
You know,
talk to people.
I want
to
say I want to say that Dimitri. You know, it's a very honorable thing what you done. That's something that a lot of people probably wouldn't have, especially with the YouTube stuff, not giving up, right? Given, like, you really sacrificed your whole livelihood, all your social life, all your social skills, like pussy for like 8 years, bro. You sacrificed pussy for 8 years, friends for 8 years to pursue this. Like, that's something very admirable.
Okay.
But, you know, I think, you know, I think I gave this advice last time. Maybe like a healthy balance.
Yeah.
And like I said, like Mr. Beast, like a lot of people all fucking have this kind of mentality going into it. And I think from where you came from in Queens College to where you are now surrounded with a bunch of, you know, big high level YouTubers is really dope. You know what you did. So
yeah,
I
remember like being at the bus stop, like imagining something like this would happen. And
yeah,
it's fucking crazy being on the other side of it.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think at this point now, it's just elevating even more. So doubling down that second YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And so your friends, like do they all get consistent brand deals or no?
They don't really, not really.
Huh.
Most of them don't do brand deals at all.
Really? Because is it like a, you know, just to protect their own brand kind of thing?
No, it's more so that they just feel like they're selling out too much.
I see.
It's more like they're like I make enough from AdSense or from merch and everything that they don't feel the need to do brand deals also.
Right. I don't know. I feel like a lot of YouTubers have this like ego behind like the brand deals and the selling out.
Also, like a lot of the brand deals that reach out to me, they want it at the beginning of the video, and I don't really fuck with that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the first.
That's what happened with my Keeps ad. They wanted the first 60 seconds is all ad. Which I think also fucks up your watch time.
It does. No, 100%. It does.
So, like, that's why I try to tell them, like, oh, I only do it at the end. And they're like, no, we either want the middle or the beginning. Which I guess the middle isn't as bad.
Yeah. I think it's just a negotiation.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, like, this is a livelihood.
Yeah.
You know, this is like literally.
What's paying my bills?
What's paying your bills? And this is the reality in 2022. People are watching ads on YouTube.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not. So it's not even about like how it was like 3-4 years ago where it's like, oh, I feel like now I'm selling my soul.
Yeah.
Now it's just everybody's just very accustomed to watching. Oh, hey, this video was sponsored by Keeps. You know, some people would skip it, continue watching your video.
Yeah.
You know, it's just how the world works now. Well, yeah, thank you for Dimitri, talentless writer, for hopping on this episode.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Gabe.
Hopefully, you know, you guys learned a lot about the come up and how to have your own come up. Recently, I opened up a fan house. It's a subscription service where, you know, for $5 a month, you basically get access to all of my unreleased videos that I've done in the past 3 years. You'll have access to one extra Down Bad podcast.
I end up playing Dungeons & Dragons while those two are having a fucking full, like, lesbian scene in the bed. I live in a studio, so there's no, like, separation of walls or anything. It's literally just me sitting there being like, what's up?
One-on-one coaching calls with me.
I really think you could salvage this. Yo, like, I fucked up. I find you attractive. Let's go on another date. Send that text and actually keep me updated.
You'll also be able to get your questions prioritized. I'm going to be answering all of your questions on the fan house first before I get to the DMs. Also, you'll get bonus videos from the Down Bad show or from the main channel. Stuff that I can't really show or, like, stuff that's a little bit more personal. Maybe my personal problems. Maybe, you know, the guests. They don't want to reveal specific numbers, stuff like that. I'll only be uploading on the fan house. Also, the fan house has a group chat system. It's kind of like a Discord where I'm gonna do a 30-day body transformation with you guys. I'll give you guys a workout regimen at the beginning of the month. Week by week, I'm gonna be there, post my own transformation. It's basically this club where, you know, I help you guys just be less down bad. There's gonna be a lot of juicy stuff in the fan house, so I suggest you guys get in now while it's at $5. Packing a lot of stuff in here, so yeah, check out the fan house.
That's about it.
I think so.
Yeah,
watch the next episode, guys.
Watch the next episode
and get Kage's Club merch.
Peace.
Peace.